The Promised Land. God leads Moses and the Israelites to the hill country of the Amorites, the Promised Land, and tells them to occupy the Promised Land. The Israelites send 12 spies, one from each tribe, to survey the land so as to find the roads they must follow to the cities they must take. After 40 days, the spies return with the report of a land flowing with milk and honey, as God had said. But they also tell the Israelites that the cities are too fortified and the people that lived there are giants. Only two men who went with the spies, Joshua and Caleb, were in favor of taking the land promised by the Lord, saying, "Don't rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people in this land. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land." Because they were afraid, the Israelites refused to take the land and tried to choose another leader to take them back to Egypt. God tells Moses he will destroy these unbelieving people and make him a nation that is larger and more powerful than they are. Then Moses asked God to pardon the wickedness of these people, saying, "If you slay these people, the nations who have heard how you brought them out of Egypt and remained in their midst will say, 'The Lord was not able to bring these people into the land he swore to give them. That is why he slaughtered them in the desert.'" God pardons the people, but he tells Moses that because of their unbelief, none of them except Caleb and Joshua shall see the Promised Land. God tells Moses to lead the people back into the desert until the new generation of people is ready to take the Promised Land. They wander 40 years, 1 year for each day the spies remained in the land they refused to take. During the 40 years, they encounter much resistance from the nations surrounding them. They do battle and God protects them. After 40 years, Moses leads the people of the new generation back to take the Promised Land. Moses tells the Israelites that he is going to die and that Joshua will lead them across the Jordan to take the Promised Land as God had said. More information can be found in Exodus chapter 19 through the books of Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Moses dies at the age of 120 years old, and the Israelites mourn for 30 days. Then Joshua leads them across the Jordan River, and they victoriously take and settle in the land of Canaan.